This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, we're live here at Cam Hayward's annual celebrity softball game. It's the fifth annual. I put my undefeated record on the line. One of the guys who is standing in the way of that is sitting across from me right now. He's playing on team offense. He's going to have to overcome horrible managerial decisions by the people coaching your team. I'm talking about Duck Hodges, who's with us. Duck, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. How are you today?
What's going on, guys?
What have you been up to?
Busy. A bunch of country concerts.
Yep.
A bunch of selling land, and now we're here. Now I'm sitting here with y'all.
Selling land?
Yeah, you know, selling a bunch of duck hunt land, farm land, all that good stuff.
What makes, other than having to have water on it, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old and definitely from, you know, Pittsburgh and not, you know, Georgia or wherever. What makes good duck hunting land?
You got to be west of the Mississippi River.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is that?
That's the flyway. Arkansas, Missouri, North Dakota.
Oh, so you got to check out, like, migratory patterns and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not. All right, there's already way more into this than I thought.
We're not shooting any ducks here in Pennsylvania, so.
Honestly, you've got me interested now because I would have just thought, all right, where there are ducks and water, all right, that's good
all right,
duck
hunting
land.
Maybe this is a dumb question. How often do you still duck hunt?
What do you mean? I mean, I duck hunt more now than I ever have. You know, duck season runs November to end of January, so basically all winter. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm duck hunting.
You got
Arkansas, North Dakota, just traveling.
North Dakota?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did you miss it when you were still heavily focused and invested in football?
Definitely. I mean, opening day, like when I was here in Pittsburgh, opening day of duck season, I would still like wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, text my boys, be like, hey, did y'all get the hole y'all can hunt opening day? So, yeah, I've always been invested in it, no matter where I've been.
Who got you into it?
Man, honestly, we just grew up hunting when I was a kid, and then a guy at my dad's work was like, y'all ever tried duck hunting? We were like, nope. We tried it one day. We shot one duck, thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then now if we shoot.
And you said, what's the season again? Months of the year?
Basically, you know, in the fall into winter.
Man, the thing about hunting, no issue with if I got to pull the trigger, but man, it just seems like you're sitting still in the cold for a long time. On some, isn't
yeah,
it different?
It's a lot of patience, yeah. Miles.
That's what I mean.
It's a little different duck hunting. Like you know, you're basically a lot more camaraderie. You're with a group of guys. Like you're not just sitting there, like can't move.
And are you hunting with like a dog that's got to go get them? Because you're talking to two guys right now whose extent of our duck hunting is Nintendo pointing the little gun at the screen.
I put the gun right against the screen.
Yeah, you got a dog and all that good stuff. So,
what's the best breed of dog?
A lab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is the best place to go? You said west of the Mississippi, but like, is there a
What's
specific
spot?
My spot?
Well, no, hold
He's
on.
Not gonna share.
Tell us your like sixth best spot or something like that. Somewhere in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know, Arkansas, North Dakota, Canada. I mean, that whole if you basically draw a line from Canada through down through to the Dakotas, all that stuff. I mean, that's all good duck hunting.
Are geese up in Canada as mean as we hear? I see geese video, geese attacking people, like on the golf course. Guy gets knocked over and like beat up by a goose. I mean, when you're holding the gun, I imagine they're not that tough. Yeah, but like, you ever been run up on by a goose?
No, I've never been attacked by a goose.
Did you? This is another weird question. Did you feel like things from hunting made you a better quarterback, and things playing quarterback made you a better hunter, and vice versa?
I just did a podcast and got asked the same question, and honestly, no. I don't think so. I mean, duck hunting's, you know, getting up early in the morning, drinking beer, having a good time, and no similarities.
What was the better rush, like a perfect shot, like a tough shot on a duck? I'm serious. Well, the man, Donnie, you're laughing, but spinning one in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're like, it doesn't even have to be for a touchdown, but knowing you made like a perfect throw against tough defense, or like you got to take a very difficult shot, but you make it.
I think spinning one in there. I mean, that's...
Dupree used to say you spun it like nobody's business in practice. I still remember that.
Not everyone can do that.
Right.
You know, everyone can, you know, make the shot. So.
Okay. I was going to say, you haven't seen us attempt to fire a gun because I think I went 0-33 shooting clays till I figured out what my dominant eye was.
Duck, it's been almost 6 years since you played.
Is that how long it's
been?
Yeah,
man. And it's still interesting how this is cool. It's got to be for you. How much of a cult following you have among Steelers fans. They love you. When the list of players came out for this event, so many people were ecstatic that you're back in Pittsburgh for this.
Hey, it feels good to be back, and I love them. I mean, Pittsburgh gave me everything I could have dreamed for, and it's, man, they're great. And, yeah, it's awesome getting back on Twitter, you know, and seeing Duck come back. I'm like, look, I ain't played in 6 years. Like, hold up now.
What would you say is your top moment on the field?
Man. I would say probably when we played the Browns at home.
That James Washington touchdown pass?
That was –
well, I honestly think – I mean, take touchdowns, take all that out of – I think there was a moment in the fourth quarter when, like, the stadium started chanting Duck. And I'm like, dude, I mean, this is – it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like my Rudy moment. You know what I'm saying? So
We talked about that game last week because we did, like, the nerdy summer radio guy thing where we were going through every season –
yep.
And picking out, like, the best Steeler game
from
every
game
season.
From each season.
Yeah. And I said, I think for 19, I would say the game where they got the Browns 2 weeks after the Rudolph-Garrett thing. Duck started. The touchdown to James Washington still, I mean, that stood up over the last, like, five-plus years. That's a mega highlight.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Baker was their starter, so it's yeah. Hodges beats number one overall pick.
And then the week before, I mean, not to brag on myself anymore, but
do it. Kyler Murray, hey, please.
Yeah, two Heisman winners, back-to-back week.
State of Oklahoma picks. Probably doesn't want you duck hunting there for a while, given that's what right. you did to those
who
two.
Was the person that was proudest of you when that was going on? When you were making that run and you had this huge following and people were falling in love with you, who was the person that was like – I mean, in your life, who was?
I mean, my parents. Yeah, I mean, yeah. My parents, my brother. I mean, my brother's my biggest fan.
Bigger brother, little brother.
He's a younger brother, but he's bigger. they were definitely the most proud. I mean, obviously, I was. You know, I put myself in that category. Like I was most. You know, really proud of the whole situation. A lot of fun, a lot of good times.
What was it like? So, just because I can't imagine being in the situation. Period. But you start the season, you're where you are on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Just to. From it going to, like, okay, I might get in now, like, to it being real. You know what I mean? Like, that transition from I've thought about this a lot, but now this is happening. Like, I am starting. There are 70,000 people here.
I mean, it went from, like, you know, being on the practice squad to, like, hey, I'll probably never see the field, never be activated to, like, 2 weeks later, Ben goes down, get activated to 2 weeks later, play him. So, like, it was just, like, there wasn't really a whole lot of time to think about it. It was just, like,
probably better that way too, because you just got to go in and do, like, hey, this is what I've done for my whole life.
Just go in there and do it. You ain't got to think about it.
I was at the game in Cincinnati when you went in for Mason.
That touchdown is my favorite.
James Washington.
That was my favorite touchdown. Yeah, yeah.
And I still, because I was waiting for you guys to come through the tunnel in the locker room, and I still remember. I don't know what he said to you, but with the way Tomlin had his arm wrapped around your shoulder, like. You just came into an NFL game and bailed our ass out. Thank you so much. It seemed like he was saying, from my perspective on that.
He didn't say that, but it felt like that.
It looked like it.
Yeah, it felt and looked like it, so yeah.
What was he like to play? I mean, obviously the expectation might be different, but he always says next man up.
Absolutely,
Is that how you got treated when hey, you're our guy now, so.
100%, yeah. Coach Thomas, he's the man. I mean, what y'all hear him say, that's what he believes in. And yeah, next man up. It's, hey, next man up, and if you don't get the job done, we'll find someone else to do it.
Who was the first teammate when it was your show, it was going to be you, who, like, came up to you? And did anybody come up to you and, like, give you kind of, like, a, hey, you can do this, like, we believe in you? Do you remember a guy, like, specifically one player coming up to you and saying that?
Yeah, honestly, that Bengals game, I remember telling Joe Hayden before the game started, like, hey, I'm the best rookie quarterback on the field, and I wasn't even playing. And then, like, he came up to me, I mean – and so, I mean, Joe, I mean, Ben, I had a lot of support from the guys, Juju, James Washington, James Conner. I mean, you know, I felt like I was a good locker room guy. So they all had my back, believed in me, all that good stuff.
What do you think of Aaron Rodgers?
Dude, I mean, I think he's got one more left in him.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
What do you think makes him, like, what is it about him that makes him one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time from a former quarterback?
I mean, I've always said, like, you know, I would – talent-wise, like, if you ran all the quarterbacks that's ever played through, like, a quarterback challenge drill, like, he's probably going to win it. I mean, he's got
– Ben even said that about him.
Yeah.
He was, like, one of the few guys Ben just said, like, he can do stuff I can't
do. Wow.
Yeah. He's got a better arm than Mahomes,
I think. He's just talented, man. I mean, raw talent.
He can – I was going to say, we were talking about spinning it earlier, man. He's made some throws that just make me – I would imagine, like, as a fellow quarterback, you'd,
dude,
like, look at him.
Throws that you like.
Scratch your head and how is that possible kind of thing.
Yep.
I got a duck hunting one.
Best back – yes.
Best player that you, like, took out for a duck hunt.
Ooh,
like,
I like
who was
that.
The best one?
James Washington.
I knew it, dude, because he's
– Yeah, he's an outdoorsman, loves to hunt, all that good stuff.
He's from a pretty rural area, isn't
no,
he?
No, Ben's coming this year, though. We've talked about it. I'm going to play golf with Ben – tomorrow. I played with him a few times.
How are you on the golf course?
We working on it.
He's a good guy to learn from. He knows around the course.
I'm a 10 handicap. I mean, nothing special, but I can hold my own.
Well, you're just in that, like, perfect bubble to be. It's frustrating enough because you know you could be really good if you can get over that little hump.
I'm in that perfect bubble where I can win a lot of money on the right day.
And you could lose it on the wrong day, too.
That's right.
Well, hey, Doc, it was great to see you and catch up with you again, man, and we're going to be, I guess, enemies on the field here in a little while, but
it's all business once we're
Duck,
out there.
That's fine. He's a total junk baller up there. If you've never seen, like, a junk balling slow pitch softball player,
are you pitching?
I'm pitching, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's going to be like trying to live on the outside corner to every hitter.
So here's the quick story with that. A few years ago, I gave up a home run in this game where it went out of the park.
Like, not over the temporary fence, out of the
– and,
like,
and then they made fun of me for it on McAfee.
Is it, like, slow pitch?
Yeah, it's true, slow pitch. Okay. And so somebody just parked one, so like, 410
feet. They made fun of me on McAfee for it.
Who did that? Who hit it?
Joey Molinaro, actually.
Joey? Yes. Of all people?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just surprised he did that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he clobbered it,
I mean,
too.
Crushed it.
That gets my
dude, and then
up.
he did like the little strut into third base, like he went in reverse.
You
for
say
two
that,
steps.
But then Jason Gildon, who was the Steelers' all-time sack leader, in before James Harrison and T.J. Watt broke his records, but he injured himself striking out in this game where he had to get medical attention. So
something's gonna happen.
Don't judge a book by its cover, is all I'm saying. But anyways, so what I do every year is I watch back the clip of them making fun of me before I pitch to give me like
get
a
you
hype.
Amped.
Yeah. Anyways.
I appreciate it,
all right,
guys.
Dude. Great to see you, Doc.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.